Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Menachos, daf Samach Gimel. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this parak, discussing the different types of Menachos that there are. So says the Mishnah, Ha'ima Harei B'machavas. If someone says, I'm taking upon myself a neder to bring the Mincha of a Machavas, so Lo Yovi B'marcheshes, he's not allowed to bring the Marcheshes type. B'marcheshes, if he takes upon himself to bring the Mincha of Marcheshes, Lo Yovi B'machavas, he's not allowed to bring the Machavas. Now says the Mishnah, Ma bein machavas l'marcheshes. What is the difference between the minchas machavas and the minchas marcheshes? So says the first opinion, marcheshes yesh l'kisui. They're actually the same type of a mincha. Just the marcheshes has a cover, machavas in l'kisui, but the machavas doesn't have a cover, divrei b'yisegli. But that's integral, and therefore one has to bring the type that he donated, that he took a nether. Now Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, he says differently, we've been saying this all along, that this is the interpretation of Marcheshes and Machvas. He says Marcheshes is a muka. Marcheshes is a deep pan mincha that's fried. And its contents creep, meaning since it's a deep vessel, all the oil gets absorbed inside, and therefore when the person puts his hand on that mincha, his finger, so the oil that's inside, since it's a soft, doughy type of a texture, will shake inside. The term marcheshes is like remes, which means a creepy, crawly creature, which the Targum translates as rachashim, which means to crawl. So that's what's called a marcheshes, because it shakes, it creeps, when one touches it because it's soft, because it's a deep pan mincha offering. In contrast, machavas, it's safa, it's not a deep, it's a shallow pan. And therefore, actually, it almost has no inside, and all the oil flows off the top of the part. And therefore, umaseh kashan, that's why it gets fried and the oil makes it into hard. That's the difference, that's what makes a machavas, and the difference between marcheshes. And therefore, if one takes another one, he's not allowed to bring the other type. Now, the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Yisi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yisi that he says that Marcheshes has a covering? And he says the difference is that Machvas doesn't have a covering. Elam, if you're going to say it's because he understands it from the words of the Pasuk itself. Because Marcheshes sounds like the Asiya that is coming to atone and coming for when someone brings a mincha are Chushe Halev, for someone who has impure thoughts of the heart, which is something that's covered. So therefore, the activities of the mincha that's coming for is also going to be covered. Where do we see that marcheshes rachash means like the heart which is covered? The kiddush sif, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says rachash libedaber tayv, my heart thought a good thing, and therefore the heart is covered, and therefore one has to bring a mincha that's covered. Machvas, but the machvas, the asya amachavui hapeh. The word machvas is from the word amachavui hapeh, which is the speech of the mouth. For example, if let's say someone speaks slander, kadamrianchi, like we find people say, menavach navuchi, which is the words that a person speaks, which is revealed, and therefore that mincha has to be uncovered. And that says the Gemara, but eme ipchum, but you can say the exact opposite. Machvas, you could say that the machvas is the asya amachavui halev, has to come for the heart which is hidden. Because the chsib, you find the pasuk in Bereishis that says machavas means lama nachbeis levreich. Why did you conceal yourself to run away that Lavan was telling to Yaakov? So to the heart is hidden and concealed, and therefore maybe machavas means it has to be covered. And marcheshes, this is the asya aruchushe. And the marcheshes should come for one's speech, which is revealed, because I'm interested, like people say, have a merachshon sifvase. His lips were talking, were moving. And therefore, maybe that's the one actually that should be uncovered. So why is he saying specifically the other way around? And the rather says, you're right, you wouldn't know it from the words themselves, because marcheshes, samachavas, each one could be either revealed or covered. And the Gemara give me rather it's a tradition that he has, that this one is covered and this one is revealed, and that's why he says his interpretation in the Mishnah. Now, but the Mishnah said, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Rabbi Vechulu, he says that no, these are two different types of pans, as the Gemara explains. Marcheshes amuka, marcheshes is a deep pan, like it says a pasuk in Birka, it says, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes, whatever is made in the marcheshes, which sounds like that it has an inside, so therefore, and you make it inside, that's a deep pan. Machvas safa, but the machvas is something that's the oil floats on the top, the mincha is made on top of it. The chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, vi'al machvas. If someone makes a mincha on the machvas, sounds like that there is no inside. And that's why it's made on the top, and that's why we see it becomes hard. Those are two different types of menachas, and that's why you have to bring the one that you had donated to bring. Now, Tanban Linda Braisa, related to this halacha, Bishami, they say, if someone says, I take a vow to bring a marcheshes, doesn't say, b'marcheshes, that I'm going to bring one in a marcheshes, it says, I'm going to bring a marcheshes. Says Bishama, Yehi Munach, so this neder, this vow should remain, and the person's not going to fulfill it, Ad Sheyavah Liyah, until Liyah never comes and tells us what should be done. Explains the Gemara, because Misafkel, who Bishama was in doubt, Iyal Shum Kli Nikru, is the Machavas, Marcheshes, are they vessels that are called Machavas, and there's a vessel called Marcheshes, and therefore a person's taking a neder to bring a vessel? Or maybe it's because of their activities that they're called, like we said, because one is that the flower is roichish, it creeps, and this one, the flower is hard. So therefore you could say that actually he made a neder of a mincha. Or you could say that no, he did not donate a mincha, rather he donated the kli sharis, the vessel itself. If you're saying that the vessel itself is what the pasuk refers to when it says a mincha that's made in the marcheshes, but the mincha itself is not called marcheshes, and therefore this person donated, he's taking a neder of a kli, so therefore he's not supposed to bring a mincha. Or do you say that no, he's not going to bring a mincha unless if the person says harelei minchas marcheshes, then he's obviously referring to the mincha, or he says bir marcheshes, but then we say no, could be. It's actually, the vessel is not called a machvas or marcheshes. Why is the mincha generally called machvas or marcheshes? Because of its formation that's called marcheshes, but not the vessel. Rather, it's the mincha itself that's called that. And maybe he's donating a mincha, not the vessel. And because of this doubt, that's what Bishami says, Yehi munach ad sheyavah liyah. However, Beisil Oimrim, they disagree. They say, no, kli haye b'mikdash or marcheshes shema. No, there was a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash that was called marcheshes. And what was that? What did that look like? The daimikimin kalabus amuk. It looked like a pair. It looked like a tongs, which is something that's used to pick up things with two opposite sides. That's deep. The way Rashi describes it, this kalabus, this tongs, is the name of a vessel which is made like our pans. Now, additionally, besides being a pan, but the middle wall is hollow in the inside, as the Shita Mekabetzes Eischof brings that. There's a U-shaped thing that has space between the two walls. The inner space is empty, but however, one would picture tongues that the inside is empty, but then there's the space that there's space, but on the bottom there's a bottom to that, and additionally, inside the space where in that ches where it says the words aver and the shita mugabetzes, on the bottom there's actually cavities which are shapes, that is where kushabetzeg munach b'teichu, when the dough is placed inside, so the dough goes into those grooves, and daimikim in tapuchi habarasim, and then the doughs that are put inside over there look like apples of this place, berusim, and ukamin balute, and it's like acorns which grow on the oak tree, hayivanim of the Greek type, baimer, and it says in the pasuk, in the where it says v'chol nase b'marcheshes aval machvas, whatever is made in the marcheshes and on the machvas, says b'sil amos. So you see from the fact that here it says in the marcheshes and there it says on the machvas, obviously because al shum hakelim nikru, they're called based on the vessel, which one we said is deep, therefore it says in, and the other one is flat, and therefore it says on. Oh, v'loy al shum aseim, and not called because of the activity of the flower itself. So therefore it says, Bisil, it's not a doubt. When someone says, I'm harielai marcheshes or machavas, what does that word refer to? It refers to the vessel, and therefore he's donating a klisharis, and he has to bring a klisharis, not like Bisham says, yehimunach ad sheyavah liyah. Again, unless he says, b'marcheshes, or minchas marcheshes, then Bisil says, then you're going to bring the mincha of that type. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, where if someone says, harielai betaner, he takes a vow to bring the mincha of that's baked in the oven. Says the first opinion, Tanakama, lo yavi mafik kupach, he's not allowed to bring a mincha that's baked in a kupach, which is similar to an oven, it's just that it's a small oven which has only space for one pot. In contrast that there are certain types that are for two pots, here it only has room for one pot. So that's not a tana. And additionally, b'li mafik ra'afim, a person cannot bake the mincha that he's taking that was bataner on something that's on hot tiles, and neither can he bring a mincha that was baked in these Arabic cauldrons, in these pots of that place where they would heat it and they would bake in them chalas. That's not going to be valid. Now, Rabbi Yudam, he disagrees with the Tanakam. He says, Ratz, if the person wants, maybe mapek kubach, when he takes the nether to bring something that's baked in the oven, he says, kubach is this type of an oven, and therefore that would be valid for this mincha that he's taking for the Tanakam. Now, continues the Mishnah, Harele Minchas Mafe. If someone takes a neder, I'm going to bring that type, which is mentioned in the Torah, the flour offerings that are baked in the oven, which it says there in Vayikra that there are two types, there's chalas and there's rikikin. Both of matzah, but chalas are like breads, and rikikin are wafer-like. Says the Tanna Kamma, Lo yovi mechza chalas and mechza rikikin. So you're not allowed to bring half chalas and half wafers, because the Gemara said, and says later on, Dafayin Vav Med Aleph, that all menachas have to come of 10 loaves. So therefore, you can't have 5 chalas and 5 rikikin, you have to have either 10 of chalas or 10 of rikikin. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Mati says it's permitted, Mnishu Karban Echad, to consider one carbon, and because both of them are written as if there's one flour offering of the Minchas Mafi Tana, and therefore you can bring 5 of the Chalas and 5 of the Rikit. Tana Ban Linda Brysa, elaborating on the Halach of our Mishnah, says in the Torah Mafi Tana, an oven baked Mincha, which tells us, V'le Mafi Kupach, not if it was baked in this smaller oven of Kupach, V'le Mafi Rofim, not this type that are baked on the tiles, V'le Mafi Yerusarvim, and neither these Arabic pots, they're not considered mafei tana. Behudaimer, as he says in the Mishnah, says no. Tanu tana shnei pam. It says two times in the Torah, tanner. Now, tanner is an exclusionary term, saying it has to be specifically this oven called tanner. But since it says it twice, that's called ein mir achar mir el larabas. When you exclude something twice, it's actually coming to include. So it says once in the yikra karben mincha mafei tana. It says once in parashat tzav b'chol mincha shetofa b'tanner. To actually lahachshem mafei kupach, which actually comes to validate the mincha made in the kupach. He learns out something else from the fact that it says it twice. It says, Tana Tana Shnei Pam, this that says the word oven two times, is Echad Shetei Afiyasin B'Tana. One's coming to tell you that it has to be baked in the Tana. V'Echad Shetei Ekdeshim B'Tana, one is to tell you that it actually becomes sanctified in the oven. Which is different levels of sanctification of a mincha. One is one says the words that he's making a neder. One is when he actually sanctifies it in the vessel. There's different stages. So regarding the halacha of being sanctified, which then it takes on certain halachic properties in the thing itself, that's only when it becomes sanctified in the oven. That has to come on B'yisle, B'shimon Ha'isvad, B'shimon really hold this logic that you're saying that oven is what sanctifies any carbon. In this case, where you're saying it's coming to sanctify the minchas mafitana. But Vatanan will learn the Mishnah later on, Dav Tzadik Vav Men Aleph, Reb Shimon Oimi, he says, Lo'ilm Heber Ragolem, a person should always be accustomed to say, that Shtiha Lechem Alechem Apanim, the two breads that are burned in Shavuos, and the show breads that are on the Shulchan every Shabbos, which these are baked in the oven, in Kesheres Bazar, they're valid in the courtyard, but Kesheres Beis Pagi, they're valid even when they're baked, and the Beis Pagi, which Rashi over here interprets, that means to say a wall beyond the Azara, which is one wall beyond that, and it was called Beis Pagi, where it's going to be valid over there. Now the question is, if he's saying in Reb Shimon that the Taner is what sanctifies it, so how can you do it outside of the Azara? It's going to be invalidated now that it's sanctified by Psul Yaitzi, by leaving the area of the Azara. Obviously, the Taner is not Mekadosh it. So how are you saying that in Reb Shimon's name, that he says that the second time of the word Taner is telling you that it's being sanctified in the oven? So Amar Rav, he says, no, Amos say, it's not being sanctified in the oven, because then it wouldn't be allowed to be taken out of the Azara. Rather, shehegdeshen l'shum tana. What he means to say is that when it's sanctifying, when he's sanctifying the flour to be used for the mincha mafetana, he should say that he's sanctifying with the intention of baking in the oven. That's what I'm sanctifying for, so that the hekdesh should be l'shem, the appropriate mincha, but not that it becomes sanctified in the oven, because Reb Shimon says clearly that one could even take it out of the azara and bake it outside, and therefore obviously it's not being sanctified, because the rest would be pasul from yetzer. Now the Mishnah concluded, Harel I minchas mafi. Rabbi Yehuda says that if someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring the mincha that's baked in the oven, lo yovi mechze b'chul, he's not allowed to bring half chalas, half rikikin, which that's machlekes, Rabbi Shimon says, it's permitted because it's considered one carbon. So the Gemara elaborates on the Braisa, turn around on the Braisa. The Pasuk says, v'chi sakriv, that if a person is going to come and bring a carbon minchas mafi tana, which the Pasuk there is talking about. What that means to say is, when you want to, you could do on your own volition, which means kishatakav lasis devar rishos, when you're coming to do something which is permissible, which a person has the option, this mincha mafi tana is rishos, it's not obligatory, where if someone doesn't want to, he doesn't have to bring this mincha. When the Pasuk continues, it says, when someone's going to be makir of a carbon mincha, what is this saying? Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minayin lo imer harel I minchas mafi." From where do we know that? But someone says, "I'm taking upon myself a neder to bring this mincha which is baked in the oven." Shlo yavi mechza chalas mechza rikikin. That he shouldn't bring half of one type of the chalas and half of the rikikin. Tamar Leimer says that's what it teaches. Karban mincha, meaning it's in the singular. Korban echad amartilach, I told you to bring one korban, v'leishnayim v'shleisha korbanos, not two and three korbanos, and therefore has to be from one type and not from both types. To which Amar Rebbe Shimon, as he disagrees in our Mishnah, Rebbe Shimon says, if you read this with Ketin Tamad Beis, v'chinema korban korban shnei pam, does it say in the pasuk the word korban two times, which would tell you that the one type of a korban is chalas, one type is rekikin, which we would understand means that there are two different types of korbanos. V'haloi loy nemar elo korban, it only says korban, which is echad, that there's one type, and even so, v'nema bechalas rekikin, it says two different types, obviously, because actually both types are called one korban. Therefore, says Reb Shimon Me'ata, from here you see, Ratzel Lehevi Chalas, maybe. Yes, if you want to bring only Chalas, you could bring. Rekikin, maybe. If you want to bring only wafers, you could bring. Mechza Chalas, and Mechza Rekikin, maybe. If you want to bring half of Chalas, half of Rekikin, you could also, because we see there it is considered one carbon, because it says in the singular carbon, and still it says two types. And then, Ubaylam. So Reb Shimon, who says you could bring from both types, what you do is, after that they're baked, which there are two different types, one's Chalas, one's wafer like. Then you crumble them, you mix them up until you basically make both down to like how it was when it was still flour, as the Gemara said later on of Ayin Heim and Aleph. Then you mix them together as one with oil, the kaimitz mishneim, and then you take a kaimitz from both of them, from the challah part and from the rekikin part. Now, vim kametz va'ala b'yodim me'ech l'ashneim. Now, if one takes a kemitza and he only gets a fistful which is burned on the mizbeach from the mincham from only one type, for what he needs for both, for the chalas and rekikin, Yatzah says, Reb Shimon, one has fulfilled the obligation of the halacha of kemitza, because ultimately they're really one type of mincha anyway. Now Reb Yisrael Yehuda, he says, and as the Gemara is going to explain later on and conclude, that Reb Yisrael Yehuda is like his father, Reb Yehuda, who disagrees with Reb Shimon, and he says, no. From where do we know if someone says, I'm taking upon myself a neder to bring a mincha that's baked in the oven, not like Reb Shimon. They're not allowed to bring half chalas and half rekikin. The pasuk teaches, it says, any flour offering which is baked in the oven, that's one type, that's the minchas mafitana. Continues the pasuk, and that which is made in the marcheshes, which is the deep pan, and the machvas, which is the shallow pan, those are different types of menachas. For the one to the kohen who sacrifices it, loitia, he's the one who gets it to eat the shirayim. And continues the pasuk with a third type. And the menacha is the flour offerings that are mixed with oil, and those which are not with oil, they're just dry. For all the sons of Aaron it should be. We're talking about that all the different types of menachas go to the sons of Aaron. But says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, ma v'chol ha'malamata, just like when it says v'chol, when it refers to the later menachas in the psukim. Shnei min chalukin, the two different types that are being mentioned over there are separate different types. Because the second type mentioned in the pasuk, marcheshes ha-machvas, those are two different types of korbanos. If one brings half of marcheshes, half of machvas, it's obviously not going to fulfill his obligation. So do the third type mentioned in the pasuk, the menachas that are mixed with oil and the ones that are dry are two totally different types. So it says Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, af v'chol ha'amal ha'mala, so too when it starts off the pasuk b'chol mincha asher ta'afa betaner, where it's saying all, because there's two different types of mincha taner, when it says the word v'chol, shnei mincha lukin, and that's also telling us that those are two totally different types, the chalas and rekikin, which it says in the yikar, are two types, and therefore just like the later ones in the pasuk that says v'chol, cannot combine, heroso, they cannot combine. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we mentioned in the Brayis of Rabbi Yehuda, shapa kam Reb Shimon. Seemingly what Rabbi Shimon said to him was a good claim. Because Reb Shimon said, does it say carbon two times to say that the two different carbonos? No, it says one time carbon and still mentioned two types. Obviously, we consider chalas rekikin as one type and you could bring half and half. On that, Amalach, Rabbi Yehuda would tell you no. Kivin since it says two times bashemen, where it interrupts from the two different types, to say that they cannot be brought as one, command nechsiv carbon dami. It's like it says carbon as if they're two totally different carbonos. But Reb Shimon, he would tell you no. Bashemen is not going to tell you two different types of karbanos. So why say shemen, bashemen two times? Because Eloikse bashemen, bashemen, if it didn't say the word bashemen for each one individually, Havamina, I would have said, since there's no interruption between when it mentions the two different types of menchas mafetana, of the chalas and rekikin, so I would have said, Havamina, davka mechza chalas and mechza rekikin, that actually, specifically it has to be, there actually one, you need to do half of chalas and half of rekikin. But to only do chalas type, or rekikin l'chadaya, or to only do rekikin, I would actually say that you cannot, it has to be both together. That's what it says b'shem and b'shem, to say that no, if you want, you can bring them individually, but it's not coming to separate them as if they're two different carbons. It still says carbon in the singular, say it's one carbon of two types, and therefore you could do half of chalas and half rekikin, according to Reb Shimon. Now, as the Gemara, as we alluded to earlier, Rabbi Yisi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, who we mentioned before, Hainavu, he's just like his father, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the difference that he's saying different than his father in the sense of that we say that you can't do half and half? Says the Gemara, Ikibinayu di'i avid. The difference between them is if after the fact, if one did and brought half and half. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns the reason from the fact that it says carbon, which means one. According to him, the halacha would be that yes, initially one's not allowed to bring half and half, but after the fact, it's going to be kosher. Whereas according to Yehuda, who he learns it from comparison of the pasuk, let's say to Belula and Chareva, just like by the mincha which is mixed with oil, which that's a minchas nedava. And Chareva, a dry one, is a minchas chayte. There, even after the fact, if one would mix them together, they're going to be invalid, as the pasuk says in Mikahei, Layasim alei shemen. The dry one of the minchas chatzis cannot be with oil, and if you do put it's actually invalid. Here also, the chasner kikin, even after the fact, is not going to be valid, and that's where he's more stringent than the opinion of his father. Hanulach Kol Menachas, we shall return to the fifth parak of Masechet Menachas, parak Kol Menachas. And with that, we begin the sixth parak, parak Rebbe Yishmol, which discusses the halacha of the carbon mincha sa'omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. Says the Mishnah Rebbe Yishmol, he says, omer, the barley offering, if it would fall out the 16th of Nisan on Shabbos, sahibah b'Shabbos, so this isarin, which is the 10th of an ephah of flour, which was used in the procedure of the Minchas HaEmer, would be brought on Shabbos, mishalish sa'in. It would be taken and sifted from 3 sa' of barley flour, meaning that they would reap 3 sa' of barley, and they would then sift it with a sieve, until they would be sifted, until you get the most choice isarin of flour from that barley. Now, ubechayil, if the 16th of Nisan fell out on the weekday, then they would actually reap mechamish. They would reap it from 5 sa' of barley, and then they would only have to sift that 5 sa' just a little bit, and that refined flour, which is the thin part of the flour that comes out first, that's the choicest part, and they would take from these 5 sa' only in the Yisarin, like the Pasuk says in Ma'aseh B'Zayin, Va'omer was a Sira Seifa who was only a tenth of an Eifa. Now, Macham, I mean, they disagree. They say, Echad Shabbos ve'echachel, doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or a weekday, Mishalish Ayba, the Yisarin was only taken from 3 sa' of barley, not 5. Now, Reb Chanina Sigana Kahanam, I mean, he says, there's a difference between Shabbos and the weekday in the sense of how the procedure was done. B'Shabbos, ha'yiniktsa b'yachan, Shabbos, the reaping was done by an individual, u'b'magal echad with one sickle, u'b'kubachas with one basket. But in the weekday, b'shleisha was done with 3 people, b'shalish kubas with 3 baskets, b'shalish magalas and with 3 sickles, so as to publicize it, so that there's more publicity by the more people being involved. And the reason, as will be explained later on, was because of the Baisusan, which are those who contended with the oral law, and they would read the literal translation of Tershav Gzav, which is impossible. And to contend with that, to show that this could be done on Shabbos, to be done in the way that it's actually not after a Shabbos, but rather, as we'll explain, it's regarding the day after the first day of Yom Tov. Therefore, it was done with a lot of people. Now, V'chamayim, they say that this wasn't only in the weekday, but Echad Shabbos ve'Echad Chol, that even on Shabbos, which requiring more to be involved, which generally on Shabbos wasn't allowed to do malacha, no, even on Shabbos ve'Echad Chol, during a weekday, was always b'shleish with 3 people, b'shalosh kupas with 3 baskets, and b'shalosh magalash with 3 sickles. Now, the Gemara asked regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah, Bishlam Rabbanan. We understand the opinion of Rabbanan, that they say that no matter Shabbos, no matter weekday, was always brought this isarin of barley flour from 3 sa', kasavr, because they hold, isarin mufcha b'shleisha sa'in nasi, that refined flour which you need to have for the silas of the minchas haimer was able to be gotten from 3 sa' of flour. So the revelation of Mechav, revelation of Shabbos, doesn't make a difference weekday Shabbos, that was always done that amount. Elie Bishmol, Mike Saba, how do we understand this opinion? Where he says on Shabbos it was brought from 3 sa' and on the weekday from 5 sa', iksava isarin mufcha l'yasei el mechamesh, if he holds to have this choice refined flour, could only be gotten from when you take a large quantity of 5 sa' and then when you sift it, you're going to get an isarin of refined flour, safal b'Shabbos nami. Then even on Shabbos you should bring, because as Yimel explained at the end of the parak, this halacha of katsira sa'imer, of preparing the mechaz ha'imer, was deicha Shabbos, that would override the problem of doing malacha on Shabbos. So you should bring from 5, because you need to have refined flour. And imi shalosh asa, and if it can be gotten from even 3 sa', safal b'chal nami, then why in weekday did they require 5? That also should be brought only from 3. What's the reason for the differentiation? So Amar Rabbi says, k'savri b'shmol r'shmol held, isarin mufcher b'loy tircha, to get a refined isarin of flour, without effort, meaning that you wouldn't have to sift so much, asim echamesh. That's generally gotten from 5 saw flour. Now, betircha, with effort, meaning that you would have to sift many times to get that really refined flour out, asim eshalosh. That can be gotten from 3 saw. So he explains, b'chol masinim echamesh, in the weekday you bring from 5 saw, d'achi shvicha milsa, because that's really the most ideal situation where you're going to get the best type of isaran, because all you have to do from each saw is get out a little bit, and that small amount of silas is going to be the choicest refined flour that you can get. But b'shabbos, however, on Shabbos, mutiv shiarba b'malacha achas, it's better to increase the activity of one of the lamatas malachas, meaning better be mechal Shabbos many times with one malacha, for example, baharkada, with sifting, where you're going to sift the 3 sub many times, v'yarba b'malachas harba, and not to increase doing other types of malachas, of productive activity, constructive activity, of other malachas on Shabbos, where you would have to go ahead and do ketzira reaping, you'd have to do zera winnowing, you'd have to do bayra selecting, you'd have to do teichin grinding, you'd have to do merakid, which is sifting, of the extra 2 saw from 3 to 5, and that's why on Shabbos we were only going to do from 3 and sifted more to get this refined flour. Now, based on this, Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel that we just quoted, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbi Yechman Bereka, Amr Dove Echad, they said the same idea. Because the time of learning the Braisa, Arba Asa Shechalis B'Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. Now the halacha is you have to bring a Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. So that's done on Shabbos. However, only what's necessary for the Avodah does one do on Shabbos. What's not, we'll have to wait till after Shabbos when you can do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. So what do you do on the 14th of Nisan? So says the first opinion, Mafshid Esa Pesach Arachaza. What you do is you skin the Karban Pesach until you get to the breast, meaning, why do you have to skin the animal? So that you can get out the emurim, the sacrificial parts, which is burnt on the mizbech, which is part of the avodah of the Karban Pesach. More than that, what's not necessary, you don't do on Shabbos of Erev Pesach for the Karban Pesach. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbi Yechman Bereka. The Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, actually, after the school, you skin it until you skin the entire animal. Says Rabba Mila Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbi Yechman Bereka, Hasam, don't we find the same idea in Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbi Yechman Bereka that he says, Kalhecha de Efshar Lo Tachinan, wherever it's possible, you don't do more effort in Malacha on Shabbos than what's necessary. So Achanami, Kimin de Efshar, so he'll say the same thing Rabbi Shmuel over here. Just like it's possible to do the Minchas Ha'imer from only 3 Sa'ah, Lo Tachinan, we're not going to go through the effort like the Chacham and do more and do from 5 Sa'ah. So isn't he saying the same halacha? Says the Gemara, no, mimai. From where do you see this? Dilma ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Shmuel halacha. Maybe we have Rabbi Shmuel over here who says that the Omer on Shabbos only brought from 3 saw el delek bezoin kachim, because there's no disgrace to kachim. There's no problem about doing from 5 or 3. Okay, you'll do more harkada, you'll do more sifting. Aval hasam deki bezoin kachim. In contrast, over within the halacha Rabbi Shmuel b'mereka, where there's a disgrace to the kachim, because if you're leaving the Karban Pesach flayed and skinned only halfway, with half of it skinned and half of it not, until the nighttime, and it looks like just a dead animal carcass, where it's disgraceful for kachim to look like that, as a continued time of Samach Tam and Alf, Eim l'cha k'rabbanis really. I would tell you Bishmol would hold actually like drabban, and actually you would skin the whole thing. There's no proof that Bishmol would hold like Bishmol b'neich b'mereka. Or inami, or the other way, I could say that Ad kan la kamer Bishmol b'neich b'mereka b'mereka hasam, where do we find that he says over there that you're only going to skin it till the chazah, because you've already done what's necessary for the carbon for Hashem's purposes of utility of getting the emurim out. And therefore, what's not necessarily more, you're not going to skin anymore. And v'leit tzarech chuli Shabbos, there's no need to go ahead and desecrate the Shabbos of skinning the animal more. Aval hacha, but over here, in the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel, by the Omer, delo yisabed leit tzarech kavaya, where one has not done all that's necessary for hektish by taking the Omer from only 3 saw of barley. Because as we said, even in Rabbi Shmuel himself, from 5 saw, it actually is more refined to get out the most choicest silas for the Omer. So therefore, if it's tzarech lachol Shabbos, there's still a necessity for gavaya to desecrate the Shabbos. So, Emek Rabban Sfeilis, I would say that he actually would hold like Rabbanan, that on Shabbos, you would do whatever you need like you need to do on the weekday. And if you need to do more, so then you would go ahead and do more. Now, the only thing is, Rabbanan themselves hold that on the weekday, all you need is 3. But according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezra, Rabbi Merkav, if he held like Rabbi Shmuel that actually the choices is from five, then actually maybe he would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and hold that actually you would do from five. It's only over there because there's nothing more to be done. There's no tzarech gavaya more than skinning it up until the breast. But here where there would be a need because it would still be better with five, maybe he would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and say that actually you would do with five and not with three. And therefore there's no raya like Rab is contending that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezra are saying the same thing because either one could disagree in the context of the other one.